Lecture topic, Lessons of Surah Zilzal.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha wa akhrajatil ardu athqalaha wa qala al insanu ma laha yawma idhin tuhadithu akhbaraha bi anna rabbaka awha laha yawma idhin yasdurun nasu ashtatan liyuraw a'malahum فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ صدق الله العظيم.
وَسُسْمَتِ رَحْمَا اِكْرَامُ Brothers and elders, this is one of the shorter surahs of the Quran Sharif, from the last part of the last juz of the Quran Sharif surah, Zilzal. One Sahabi once came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked for some advice through the Quran Sharif, some ayat. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
is the part related to ahkam, the laws and various injunctions of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what has to be done, the injunction of salah, of fasting, of zakat, of hajj, various aspects that Allah ta'ala has forbidden, that drinking is haram, gambling is haram, zina is haram, and various other sins that Allah ta'ala has forbidden. So one portion of the Quran Sharif is related to ahkam. And then a very major portion of the Quran Sharif is related to imaniyat. It's all about the iman of a person. And one very important aspect and part of this is the aspect about his iman in akhirat. So one part of the Quran Sharif relates to ahkam, that is actually the very comparatively smaller part. Comparatively, very smaller part of the Quran Sharif relates to the ahkam. And the rest of it are those ayat that are related to tawheed, to risalat, and to the hereafter. And when this settles in the heart of a person, then he'll act on the ahkam. He has learned the ahkam, he has understood the command of Allah Ta'ala, he has understood what is supposed to be done. He has been repeatedly told about what Allah has forbidden. All these things are in front of a person. But if that spirit of iman is missing, if that zeal and enthusiasm of iman is not in the heart as it should be, then despite having all the knowledge of things, life carries on like nothing happened. Which mu'min who has any little bit of knowledge of deen also, he's become a Muslim of very recently, but he also would know, for example, the 5 daily salah, that this is compulsory. Every Muslim knows about that. As soon as a person becomes a Muslim, that's among the very first things that will be told to him in that first sitting. In the very first discussion, he'll be informed about the 5 daily salah. So the knowledge of it. So a person who is a Muslim from birth, and he's gone through Maktab, and then he's been through so many discussions of deen, so he obviously knows 5 daily salah is farz. So the Ummah in general all know about it, 5 daily salah is farz. But those who have some idea about what's going on in the world, they say probably, meaning giving a very safe estimate on the higher side of it, say maybe 10% of the ummah are performing 5 daily salah. 10%. 90% are not performing the 5 daily salah. Now 10% of the ummah doing the 90% went, do they not know about salah? So what's the reason? person who is performing four salah a day, but is missing his fajr, he also knows fajr is farz, just as he knows zuhr is farz, asr, maghrib, isha, and therefore he is in the masjid, for example, to make sure he is performing his salah with jama'ah. But then fajr, he knows fajr is also farz. But how come that fajr never gets done sometimes, most of the time is not done, or very often is not done? So there's something else missing. There's some other ingredient. And that ingredient is that there's the life in that iman, that spirit of iman, that zeal in one's iman, that strength and that vigor in that iman, that is not where it should be. It's not strong enough to wake him up out of his bed for their time. Strong enough to take him out of wherever he is all time. And asr, maghrib, isha time. But not strong enough to take him out of his bed for their time. It's probably strong enough to save him from drinking, but not yet strong enough to save him from using that mouth for ghibat. So now the thing is that zeal of iman, the strength of iman, that's a part that is requiring more effort. So the Quran Sharif, a very great part of this, of the advices of the Quran Sharif, deal with the aqidah of akhirat. Aqidah and belief in the hereafter. What's going to happen after Qiyamah, after death, and on Qiyamah, and that Jannat and Jahannam is coming, and especially the last para of the Quran Sharif, Juz'an. The surahs in the last para of the Quran Sharif are filled with this discussion. Discussion of Akhirat. Amma yatasa'alun. The very first surah of the last Juz'an. Starts off with Qiyamah. أَمَّ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَئِ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ. And then وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقَى. All about death. وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطَى. The various ayat that follow in this surah about death. And goes on. And then وَيْنُ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about that destruction be to those who are mutaffifin. Mutaffifin, now in a very basic sense, those who cheat in weight and measure. But not confined to this. Weight and measure, this is the more common thing, and especially in the time when these surahs were revealed, that was the standard by which people were generally trading. Everything was being weighed and measured. So now a person who cheats in weight and measure, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ. Woe unto them, destruction to them. What is their story, how they go about things? أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. That when they take by weight and measure, then they make sure that they take full measure. And a person, for example, now is buying, and now what has to be given to him has to be weighed and given to him. He'll make sure that there isn't one grain less. That there isn't one gram less. Now he'll make sure everything comes 100%. But وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. But now the same person, when he was going to take, he was double checking. Everything came 100%. And now he's hoping it's 101% too. But now when he had to give, وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ. Now he is cutting corners. He's cutting corners and giving less. So Allah Ta'ala now jolts the person who does this. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This person is worried about this like nothing's happening. Everything's fine. I just cheated somebody, so what? Now, cheating in weight and measure is not the only way cheating happens. Cheating in time, cheating in the responsibility that a person has, not fulfilling the responsibility as required. So many other things that happen. So now, any person who is caught up in any kind of cheating of any level, whether the most minute level as we regard it as minute, but in the court of Allah Ta'ala, there is nothing minute. As the last ayat of the same surah that we are discussing will highlight to us that in the court of Allah Ta'ala is nothing minute on either side of the fence. On the side of the good, on the side of the bad, there's nothing minute. Nothing minute in the sense that it's not going to be taken into account because it's so insignificant. There's nothing insignificant. So now the person who's involved in the sin of cheating, the Quran Sharif shakes his heart. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. This person doesn't believe that he's going to be resurrected. Don't these people have this faith, and don't they have this yaqeen and conviction that they're going to be resurrected? بِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ, on that severe day, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, when everybody will be presented in front of Allah Ta'ala. This person has no faith about this. He's got no yaqeen and conviction about it. No iman in the Day of Judgment. No iman in Akhirat. Is dunya the be all and end all? I'll do what I want here and get away with it. I'll deal with anybody as I wish and get away with it. Speak to anybody as I wish and think nothing happened. Abuse who I want. Suppress who I want. And life will carry on. It was gone now. Let bygones be bygones. But Qiyamah is coming. The Quran Sharif is now highlighting this aqeedah of Akhirat. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. And therefore, the mashayikh highlight this so much that make muraqabah of moth daily. Because moth, death, is the start of Akhirat. Each person's individual Akhirat. But mother, فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتْهُ. One passes away, his qiyamah started. So now to bring that firmly in the heart, meditate on one's own death. Think about, my time is coming. Imagine if somebody has to receive one, whatever, from whoever, your days are numbered. Now he identifies it as coming from somebody who's known to be some kind of mafia character or whatever, and he's saying your days are numbered. This person's sleep will fly away. He won't be able to sleep, he won't be able to eat, he won't be able to function normally, because somebody who's known to be a violent character, who's known to have underworld connections and whatever else, he sent him a message, your days are numbered. Now Allah Ta'ala already told us long before, from the time we come in dunya, our days are numbered. Everybody comes with a numbered days. And each day passes, one less. It's not getting more at all. Just that, because somebody in dunya told us days are numbered, our whole mindset changed and everything, whole life changed, because our days are numbered. Our days are numbered. Which person says his days are not numbered? Yes, everybody's human nature now. If you feel that you're being threatened by somebody, you feel uncomfortable, feel disturbed, feel worried, that's human nature, that's part of insan. But the reality is every one of us, our days are numbered. Now when that days are numbered, that numbered, what number it is, nobody knows. That number is ticking. And nobody knows how many days left, how many hours, or how many seconds left, nobody knows. But when that appointed moment comes, his qiyamah has started. But that's the need, that since our days are numbered, and we have no idea how many left now, it might be so few, Allah knows best, so few hours left. So before that time, we have to prepare for it. We can't take chances. I was going to highlight this reality in the heart, this muraqabah of moth, meditating on our death. That death is coming. We sometimes are always planning for life. Whereas life is uncertain. But we're planning so much for life. And we're planning for a long life. And life is uncertain. But we don't plan for death, and death is certain. Life is uncertain. Nobody got any guarantee of tomorrow. So life is uncertain. There's no guarantee for tonight. Everybody accepts that. That's a universal thing. Life is uncertain. Because nobody got any guarantee for the next moment. And death is certain. Just that when it comes, Wallahu alam, Allah knows best. But death is certain. But we plan for the uncertain thing to unfold limits. And what is certain, there's no planning. There's no preparation for it. There's no concern that that moment could just be right there for me. So now this is the message that these ayat are giving us, that to be conscious of akhirat. And therefore a very big portion of the Quran Sharif, the ayat are relating to akhirat, to death, to qiyamah, to jannat, to jahannam. These are realities. These are realities. Everyone has to face the reality of death, the reality of the day of qiyamah. And then it's fariqun fil jannah, wa fariqun fil sa'eed. That's where then the division starts. One group was jannah, and one group was jahannam, the fire of jahannam. So coming back to the surah of the Quran Sharif, which Allah Ta'ala, the very title of the surah, or the name of the surah is Surah Al-Zilzal, Zalzala, the shaking, the earthquake. It's meant to bring an earthquake into our hearts, meaning shake our hearts into, bring it back to life. Every ayat of the Quran Sharif has this potential to bring alive the heart. But it requires that the Quran Sharif is given its due respect, its due regard, with the true azmat and greatness of the Quran Sharif to recite it, recite it with the due honor of the Quran Sharif. And Allah gives tawfiq, and we know some portions at least of the Quran Sharif, know, if not the actual translation, but have a general idea of the meaning, that to recite it with the consciousness of what Allah is saying to us. And this is among the most effective ways of bringing alive the heart. Every ayat has this potential. Allah has placed it. But some surahs have this, and ayat have this to even greater extent. This very surah is Surah Al-Zilzal, from Zalzala, which means an earthquake, violent shaking, is meant to shake our hearts first. Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. That remember the time, think about the time, when the earth will shake violently. One is Allah, forbid, Allah save us, there's an earthquake in one small portion of the world, some few square kilometers. But that becomes such a major issue, because it can create so much of destruction. That one small portion of the earth starts shaking, and what amount of destruction can happen as a result of that? How many people lose their lives? How much of destruction happens to buildings and whatever? Whereas one small portion of the earth has been shaken. What will be the case when the entire earth from end to end will be shaking? And shaking not like any other earthquake ever took place. It will shake in a way. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا فَيَذَرُهَا قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا لَا تَرَى فِيهَا عِوَجًا وَلَا أَمْتًا. Allah Ta'ala says, they ask you about the mountains. What will happen to the mountains then? فَيَذَرُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا. My Rabb will blow it into dust. Say to them. Allah Ta'ala will make these huge mountains, blow it into dust, and it will start floating like cotton wool. وَيَذَرُهَا قَاعًا صَفْصَفًا. When this earthquake of the earth takes place, of Qiyamah, the entire earth from end to end will be like one single plane. It's complete like one some ground and pitch, whatever, completely straight and flat. Not a single thing can be seen anywhere. Something sticking out somewhere, some little hill somewhere, some bends and nothing else. Just one flat piece of land from end to end. When this Qiyamah has taken place, this will become the situation. This reality is coming. زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. And when this happens, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And when the earth will bring out all its burdens. Burdens, like something, some weight is being carried, it's referred to as a thiqal, as a weight, as a burden. So one is all those that are within the earth, are buried in the earth, they will all be brought out also. And the earth would bring out all its treasures and valuables and everything. Like in one hadith sharif, it is called ustuwana. Like pillars. Pillars of gold. Huge pillars of gold. It is thrown out of the earth. Pillars of silver and rubies and one small bit of gold somebody gets, think they got the world. Now there'll be huge pillars lying around. And people walk around. فَيَجِيءُ الْقَاتِلُ فَيَقُولُ فِي هَذَا قُتِلْتُ قَتَلْتُ. The person who committed murder for the dunya will come and see it lying. He said, for this, I committed murder for this. This which is lying worthless here. فَيَجِيءُ الْقَاتِلُ فَيَقُولُ فِي هَذَا قَتَعْتُ رَحِيمِ. The person who severed family ties for dunya, he'll come past and he'll see, for this worthless thing, I cut relationships, I distanced myself from family people, I became estranged from my own parents, I did this and that, for these things, worthless, lying here like this. On that day, that will become the scene. Lying there worthless, nobody wants to touch it. People are feeling very, very ashamed now, for this what I did. I committed murder, I cut family ties, and I committed theft, and my hand was cut because of this. So, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَالَهَا. Insan, when this earth would be shaking and violently being shaken, he would say, what has happened to this? Why is this the case? What's going on here? وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَالَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. Now, what explanation of this is, when this insan will be so astounded and he will be perplexed, and in this state of confusion and perplexion, he'll be asking, well, what's happening? What's going on? The earth will reply, he'll hear the reply of the earth. The earth will say that this is the command of my Rabb. When Allah has commanded something, it will happen. Nobody can stop it. This is a command of my Rabb that I should shake in this manner. So يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. The day when the earth will give its news. Every person is glued to the news. The day can't start without the news and doesn't finish up without the news. Some amount of news might be important also. Some amount of news might be necessary. But the vast majority of it is propaganda. And a big, very big amount of it is even something sometimes not even decent. But we glued to the news, and the same news will reach 10 bags. But that one portion of it may have been something of some benefit, some maybe even necessity to a point. But the other 9/10, that other 9/10, if we stopped and made dua for people in difficulty, that would have helped us and them. But we just went on with the news, which doesn't help us and doesn't help them. And very often is harmful to us. And sometimes extremely harmful. And sometimes from the news where people went away, their own news got destroyed. Their whole news went off. Meaning tomorrow the news of yesterday, or today the news of yesterday was now, yesterday's news went all haywire, because where the person slipped up from the news. Because from the news he started scrolling into Jahannam. So now يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. When the earth will give its news, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked one sahab, you know what news will give? What news the earth will give? So the earth will give news about each person. It will testify about each person. That this person, that عَمِلَ كَذَا يَوْمَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Certainly, he did this. At certain time, he did this. At certain place, he did this. And every last bit will be all recorded. And the earth is one of the witnesses. The record is in the books of deeds. And the earth will also testify. Every day, every action that has been performed on the earth will testify. That this person walked on me, and he walked on me to go to the house of Allah Ta'ala. He answered the call of the Muazzin. So the earth will testify in his favor. This person walked on me in order to go and bring some relief to somebody, to do some good for someone. the earth will testify in his favor. This person walked on me to go and fulfill some need of his, but he had the need of helping out, need of fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala to take care of his family, whatever. He get rewarded for that too. And the earth will testify, this person walked on me and went to a place of sin and vice. This person walked on me and with arrogance and pride and stamping his feet on my back, but he was walking to a place of vice and sin. He was going towards all evil. The earth will testify. يَوْمَ إِذِنْ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. And it will testify بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا. Because that means the command of Allah Ta'ala, that the earth will testify about every single person who did whatever deed on it. Allah Ta'ala's grace, that if a person, Allah forbid, has committed some wrong, but then he sincerely repents, and Allah Ta'ala causes that to be deleted, but having made tawbah. But now this is a reality. The earth will testify. Ibrahim and Adam, rahmatullah alayh, one person came to him and said, but I'm just all the time in this temptation of sin. How to stay away from it? So he said, well, if you commit sin, go ahead. Up to you. You said you're always falling into sin. But then, if you want to commit sin, then there's just five things. You do this five, then you do what you want to do. Okay, then what is it? Tell me then, if that's the way that I can get this license. He said, well, five things. The number one is, that if you want to commit sin, then just first please go and do it somewhere where Allah Ta'ala can't see you. He said, wherever is that going to be possible, Allah Ta'ala is aware of every single minutest thing. So where can I ever hide from Allah Ta'ala? He replied to him and said, don't you have any shame that you are aware that Allah is watching and Allah is aware of everything? And despite Allah seeing where you are, what you are doing, you still want to blame yourself. He said, well, okay, I understood. The next point, so now that was the second point he said. The next point is, you want to commit sin, up to you, but don't do it on Allah's earth. Don't do it on Allah's earth. The earth belongs to Allah Ta'ala. He said, but there is no other, every bit, every inch of space is Allah's. He said, aren't you ashamed? You don't allow somebody else to come and do their own thing in your space. And on Allah's earth, you want to do your own thing. You want to blatantly defy Allah Ta'ala. You want to go against Allah's commands on Allah's earth. Don't you have any shame? Say, well, okay, the third thing. Well, the third thing is that when you want to commit sin, then don't eat Allah's rizq. First, stop eating Allah's rizq. Because you commit sin, so stop completely eating Allah's rizq. Go find it somewhere else. What else am I going to find? Anything and everything is Allah's rizq. So you will place the shame then. That strength with which you are going to move that hand to do something, you're going to use that finger to press a button, you're going to use that eye to look at something, all that energy came from Allah's rizq. So Allah's rizq, Allah Ta'ala provided that energy, and now you want to shamelessly use that in Allah's disobedience. So okay, then what next? He says, then the other thing is, if nothing of this stops you, then at the time when Malakul Maut comes to take you, and you tell him, okay, first just give me some respite. I lived my whole life in this sinful way. I didn't bother about making tawbah. I didn't bother about coming back to Allah Ta'ala. So now just give me a few days more. I'll sort my life out. Then you come and take my role. So Malakul Maut don't wait for anybody. Malakul Maut won't give one moment of respite. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةَ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When that appointed moment comes, there will not be one moment of respite. He says, well, if that's the case, then there won't be any respite, and you don't know when that moment will come, then don't commit sin. Because it could just come at that moment. It could just come at that moment. And he said, well, what else? He said, if you get past that also, then on the day of Qiyamah then, the angels are going to drag you towards Jahannam. At that time, tell them, I'm not coming. When they come to take you, you tell them, I'm not coming. Says nobody's got any chance with them. If the angels are going to be taking somebody to Jahannam, nobody's got any chance. No might in the world would be able to save him from that. So if that's the case, then obey Allah Ta'ala and don't commit sin. So this earth is going to testify, يَوْمَ إِذِنْ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا يَوْمَ إِذِي يَسْبُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. Like Allah says, people will proceed in different groups, in scattered groups, some towards righteousness, those who are in the side of wrong and evil. Each one will come to see their actions. And now this is where Allah Ta'ala then highlights to us, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. The one who does as an atom of good, he will see it. Then he will see the reward of it. He will see the good outcome of it. And what can be that atom of good? Could be any good deed which sometimes is regarded as trivial, insignificant. Whereas in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has highlighted to us, لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Don't regard any good deed as insignificant. Any good deed. وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ طَبِيقٍ. Smiling at a Muslim, fellow Muslim brother, that you don't regard it as a trivial thing, make salam. Don't regard that salam as a trivial thing. Allah knows that the salam might weigh in your favor. That might tip the scales in your favor. It's definitely on the side of the good deeds, with the right intention, but that might just tip the scales in your favor. Because in this is, Allah says that the one who does an atom's work, meaning the weight, mithqal, the weight of an atom of good, he will see it. يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرَّ يَرَى. The one who does an atom's weight of evil, he will see the result of that too. Why? Because it's going to be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. وَنَدَعُوا الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. That we will establish the scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah. And these scales will have two pans. And the reality of it will only be understood in the Akhirat. But the Hadith Sharif describes it as a scale with two pans. And on the one side all the good deeds, on the other side all the evil deeds. Now if the side of the good deeds are heavier, then this is a sign this person is headed for Jannah. And the side of the evil deeds is heavier. And if Allah Ta'ala deals with him with fadl, with his special grace, then Allah will forgive him and send him up to Allah Ta'ala. It's Allah's prerogative. And if Allah Ta'ala deals with him with adl, with justice, then this means he's going to Jahannam now because that's what he's done. He is now, good deeds are lesser, evil deeds are heavier. On that day, a person will realize the value of every good deed that he could have put in the side of the scale of good deeds. And he'll regret even the slightest bit that he added to the side of the evil deeds. In dunya, he felt everything was small thing. This also small thing. Something else also small thing. Misusing his eyes, he said small thing. He spoke something, swore somebody, one of those small things. He, whatever else he just harm somebody in some way, that too a small thing. Everything is small thing. One Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, none of these things are small what we describe. All these are big things. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Iyaki wa muhaqqarati dhunub. Beware of those things that are regarded as small, which may be even small sometimes comparatively. But beware of that. Beware of that because this all gathers up on a person and destroys him. That now in itself it may be comparatively small. But one small little twig, and then another twig, and a third twig, and a small old bundle comes up thereafter, and then a bigger huge one heap of it comes, and somebody lights one match, one whole inferno burns out of that. Each one was an individual, small little twig. But when all came together, it was enough to bring out down a whole building in fire. The same thing that a person keeps saying, oh, small, this is minor, this is trivial, this is insignificant, this everybody is doing. One person got caught, whoever, but Allah Ta'ala save us, these are all things of ibrat. These are things of ibrat to take a lesson, for no other purpose but to take a lesson. So one person was in the habit of looking at the wrong things. And then somehow it was exposed. His wife caught him, whatever. So now, what was the response? This is why everybody doing this, not this. That to start off with is a deception of shaitan. But, subhanallah, whether that was said to try and brush it away, or whatever its the purpose was, but these kind of statements have become very common. So now everybody is doing something, so everybody is doing it, so then it's become fine. There's a certain way in which some functions are held, so everybody is doing it, so it's fine. So it's never fine. It becomes worse. So in any case, in this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is highlighting to us that look, don't ever regard anything as insignificant. The scales of good deeds, every good that can be filled into it, fill. And whatever can be saved, refrain from it. Allah forbid something has already gone in the side of the scale of the pan of the evil deeds, make tawbah and reduce that weight. Make sincere tawbah and get it off. So this is the thing to now visualize. When a person starts off his day, visualize now, where I'm heading, what I want to put. At the end of the day, visualize which side of the scales are heavier now. I spent the whole day, what I did today, which side I filled up, which side is heavier. And by meditating in this manner, at least inshallah we'll get some topic of tawbah. And then just to finish off on one hadith sharif, what is the thing that is the heaviest on the scale of good deeds? I'm going to fill that scale of good deeds. What is the weightiest thing on the scale of good deeds? So now obviously, the Sahaba were the people who have been spoken to, so there's no question about Iman and what is the dictates of Iman. But then together with all this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلُ فِي مِيزَانِ الْعَبْدِ الْمُؤْمِنِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. There is nothing. Obviously these fundamentals go without saying. But then after that there is nothing weightier on the scales of the mu'min, on the scales of good deeds of a mu'min on the day of Qiyamah, مِنْ خُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, than good akhlaq. Person really wants to make the scales of good deeds heavy, then that weight comes from good akhlaq. Good akhlaq. Good akhlaq is for the kitab, for the books. Good akhlaq is for the bayans. Good akhlaq is to teach children in the maktab, maybe tahzeeb and akhlaq, they come with a subject, they to help them get their marks in the exams, right, help them to write an essay. Good akhlaq is to talk to it about to some person who is interested in Islam. But this is what Islam teaches about akhlaq. But the place where akhlaq was supposed to be, the life of a mu'min, the day and night of a mu'min, in the speech of a mu'min, in the actions and reactions of a mu'min, in the dealings of a mu'min, how he's dealing with people around him, how he's dealing with all and sundry, in the mu'ashara and the social life of a mu'min, that's why akhlaq is infused in all of this. Akhlaq is a department of deen in itself. And it's infused in all these aspects. That is where the akhlaq is supposed to be living. Unfortunately, that's where it's missing. Alhamdulillah, wherever it's there, but not in the manner that it should have been glaring to all and sundry in every facet of life. That is a big shortfall in that, big deficiency. But that is the thing that is weightiest. Nabi Islam says, there is nothing weightier than good akhlaq on the scales of good deeds of a mu'min on the day of Qiyamah. And then in the same hadith sharif, the next part of it is, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُبْغِضُ الْفَاحِشَ الْبَذِيءَ. And Allah Ta'ala detests a vulgar and an obscene person. And this is the one side of the scale. So just as this is heaviest on this side of the scale, this Allah forbid, what's on the other side? Allah Ta'ala detests al-fahish al-bani, a vulgar and an obscene person. That's going to fill the other side, Allah says. Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity of tawbah, to make amends, to seek forgiveness, all part of the akhlaq also. Forgiving, seeking that forgiveness, that compassion, that kindness, all this will take us closer to Allah Ta'ala. These are realities. Here it might sound like a very far away thing, but Allah knows best. It could be closer to us than the next hour. It could be closer to us than the next moment. Because as soon as the eyes close, all these realities will start. Maut will start, the qabr, and of course the qiyamah has started, the questioning of the grave, and all the things that will follow. This is the thing that we have to make our preparation for. As we mentioned that we plan for life, which is very uncertain, so we got no guarantee for the next moment also. But we don't plan for death, which is absolutely certain. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, give us a tawfiq to plan for that as well, and take us at a time and in a manner that we are in a condition that Allah ta'ala is pleased with us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين إذنك أكثر في يوم الأسبوع
الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهل لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله La ilaha illallah 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 la ilaha La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha La ilaha illallah 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. الله جل جلاله عم نواله.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم. يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ربنا ولبنا أنفسنا ولبنا أنفسنا ولبنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم. سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم. اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. إله العالمين يا الله, oh most merciful, most gracious, most kind, most loving Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our faith and by the sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our families, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah, make us your obedient servants, Ya Allah. And all your countless ni'mas and bounties shower upon us every moment, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah, everything is from you alone, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, you've granted us countless bounties in every bounty, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our eyes are your ni'mat, Ya Allah. Our ears are your ni'mat, Ya Allah. Our tongue is your blessing and bounty, Ya Allah. Our hands and feet are your gift and ni'mat and bounty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you blessed us with the bounty of a heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with the mind, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, with every ni'mat and bounty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we spend our whole life in shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in sajda and making shukr, Ya Allah. For even one bounty, Ya Allah, we cannot fulfill the right of shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but what we did in return, Ya Allah. Allah, we use these bounties to disobey you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we shamelessly and blatantly used it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to break your commands, Ya Allah. What a height of ingratitude this is, Ya Allah. What the level of disloyalty this was, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, you are so clever, Ya Allah. Allah, your tolerance is so great on us, Ya Allah. Allah, you could have blinded us in that moment, Ya Allah. Allah, you could have made us dumb when you're making ghibah, Ya Allah. When our tongue was spitting out vulgarity, Ya Allah. When we were lying, Ya Allah. When we were cheating, Ya Allah. Allah, you could have paralyzed us in that moment, Ya Allah. Allah, when our hands, Ya Allah. Allah, reaching out towards haram, Ya Allah. You could have paralyzed that hand, Ya Allah. Allah, you could have made those fingers completely paralyzed, Ya Allah. When they were scrolling haram, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, you gave us a chance, Ya Allah. You gave us respite, Ya Allah. Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. Give us a tawfiq of sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in your house tonight, Ya Allah. Allah, we turn to you, Ya Allah. Allah, we are repenting, Ya Allah. Allah, we are regretting and remorseful over what we've done, Ya Allah. Allah, we are ashamed of our shamelessness, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're begging for your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're firmly resolving not to go back to the sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Show your maghfirat, Ya Allah. Show your rahmat, Ya Allah. Make us your obedient servants, Ya Allah. Make us muttaqeen, Ya Allah. Make us among the muhsineen, Ya Allah. Make us among the tawabeen, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us among the mutatahireen, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. You save us from all the vices and sins, Ya Allah. Allah, cleanse our hearts out of all the evils, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Let every vein be oozing with your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Allah, let that muhabbat drive us to every good deed, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, let the muhabbat save us and drive us away from every evil, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Allah, you save us from all the haram and vices, Ya Allah. Save us from the traps of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Allah, enable us to perform our five times salah with jama'ah, Ya Allah. With khushu and khudu, Ya Allah. Allah, let each one perform their five times salah in the best manner, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Allah, grant us a tawfiq of making abundant tilawat of the Quran Sharif daily, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, keep us forever in your remembrance, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, accept us in our progenies till qiyamah. Ya Allah, for the khidmat of your Mubarak deen, Ya Allah, with ikhlas, with afiyat, with qabooliyat, Ya Allah. Ilahu al-alamin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of, Ya Allah, following and fulfilling
and emulating the Mubarak way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, save us from the ways of the Yahud and Nasara, ya Allah. Allah, put the nafrat of the ways of Yahud and Nasara in our hearts, ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts out from their ways, ya Allah. Cleanse our lives out from their ways, ya Allah. Cleanse our homes out from their ways, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Enable us to adopt the Mubarak Sunnah in every step, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all those who are sick with them, shifai kamila, ajila, mustamira, daima. Allah, remove every trace of their ailments, ya Allah. Any kind of difficulty, hardship, ya Allah, remove it with afiyat, ya Allah. Grant abundant barakat, each one's risk, ya Allah. Halal and tayyib risk for the barakat, ya Allah. Save us from every drop and grain of haram and doubtful things, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. All those who are sick, them complete shifa and afiyat, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you unite the hearts, ya Allah, for your sake, ya Allah. For your pleasure, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of spouses, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of family members, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of communities, ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the path of haq, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Throughout the world, wherever the Muslims have any pain, any suffering, hardship, difficulty, Allah, out of your grace and mercy, remove the afiyat, ya Allah. Allah, grant afiyat to each one in deen, ya Allah. Afiyat in dunya, ya Allah. Protect each one's iman and amal, ya Allah. Protect each one's life, wealth and honor, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, ya Allah. Allah, grant afiyat in deen and dunya, ya Allah. Ya Allah, brothers and sisters of Palestine, of Gaza in particular, ya Allah. Allah, you show your special rahmat on them, ya Allah. Your special nusrat on them, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you save them, ya Allah. You protect them, ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you grant them your special help, ya Allah. Allah, you give them strength over their enemies, ya Allah. Make them victorious over their enemies, ya Allah. Allahumma ansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim. Allahumma ansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim. Allahumma ayyidhum bi ta'yidik. اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم مزق جمعهم اللهم دمهم ديارهم اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين.